the 27th day of the blessed month of Barramutta, the martyrdom of St. Bakhtar ibn Romanus. On this day, the Honorable St. Bakhtar, also called Victor, ibn Romanus, the minister of Emperor Diocletian, was martyred. His mother Martha had reared him in the Christian ethics. He was promoted in the ranks in the kingdom until he became the third in succession. He was then 20 years old. He prayed and fasted much and visited the prisoners and assisted the poor and needy. When they cut off the head of St. Theodata, the mother of Saints Cosmas and St. Damian, no one dared to bury her because they feared the emperor. This saint went forth and took the body, shrouded it, and buried her, not caring about the emperor's order. He often admonished his father for worshiping the idols, so his father accused him before the emperor. The emperor had him brought and asked him to worship the idols to obey the imperial order. The saint took off his soldier's belt and threw it in the emperor's face, saying, "Take your gift that you gave me." His father suggested to the emperor to send him to Alexandria to be tortured there. On their way, his mother bid him farewell, crying, and he asked her to care for the poor, the widows, and the lonely. When he arrived to Alexandria, the governor, Arminius, tortured him with many tortures, and then sent him to the governor of Ancyna, who also tortured him, and cut off his tongue and plucked out his eyes. The Lord strengthened and comforted him every time. There was a 15-year-old girl who was watching his torture from the window of her house. She saw a crown coming down over his head. She confessed that before the governor and all those who were present. The governor ordered her head to be cut off, and also the head of St. Bakhtar. They received the crown of life in the kingdom of heaven. There is a district in Alexandria until now is known as El Bakhtaria, or Victoria, named after this saint, because probably there was a church of his name in this district. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.